Hey folks, if you like listening to Stumble Through, there's now a way you can support the show. Click the link in the show notes to make a once-off donation through the Acast supporter feature. There's no ongoing commitment and you can give as little or as much as you'd like. I love making the podcast and I'd like to keep making it, so even if it's just the price of a coffee, every little bit helps. Thanks so much.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
How do you find the time when you can't find pause? A confirmation watch your face is gonna open some doors. You do what you gotta do, stumble through.
Hey folks, and welcome to Stumble Through, the podcast for young Australian adults trying to figure shit out. I'm your host, Paula Arujo, and I'm a writer, theatre creator, and marketer. And today we have the wonderful Nicholas Angelo Santo with us.
Hello.
Hey, can you tell me a bit about yourself, Nick?
Hi, I'm Nicholas. I'm an actor, a theatre maker, and a short film creator.
Fuck yeah, he's good at all of those things. I have seen evidence.
Oh, nice.
And today we are talking about achieving goals through habits.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, I know that you and I have like had a lot of discussions about this at length.
At length, yeah.
At length.
It's been on top of my mind lately.
Yeah, I think it's just like a January thing. Like everyone's like, new year, new me. Ah.
Yeah, and then you suddenly realize this is really hard.
Yeah. It's
how do I new me?
Mm.
I'll go back to old me. That was easier.
Yeah, it's so much easier. Oh God. Ugh. And like, I was thinking about how we set habits and mm-hmm. we were talking about how many repetitions of doing something in a row it takes to like actually set a habit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, what was it? It was like 27, but then like you fall off the wagon. So it ends up being more like 30. I don't know.
I don't know. You got to find a way to ingrain it in yourself.
Mm.
You like, if you're not doing that thing once a day, mm. you're like, ah, it's like I haven't slept.
Yeah.
I got this thing I got to do.
Mm. And I wondered if you could tell me a bit about, you had a really interesting way of breaking down like the things that you wanted to do, not just your goals, into tiny little things that you could do as a habit and then so you could make them achievable for yourself.
Yeah. So for an example, like I wanted to get fit, right? Mm. The answer to that was go to the gym. And like many of us, I was like, all right, I'll set a workout goal. So I'll go there, I'll do a bunch of squats and then some this and that and that and that. And I had like a whole kind of routine set up. And then you'd try that for a couple of days, it'd go good for 3 days. And then on the fourth day, maybe you wouldn't do the whole thing. So you've gone to the gym, you've worked out, but you haven't completed like the particulars of your workout regime and you kind of feel like a failure. And then it kind of like goes downhill from there. And eventually you stop going to the gym.
Yeah. Cause you feel so shit that like I was meant to do 4 press ups, damn it. But I only did 1.
Absolutely.
Mm.
So I kind of realized after a while that I'd already jumped to step 2. Step 1 was to form a habit of going to the gym. So I just changed the goal to go to the gym every day. Doesn't matter. Like there's no workout requirement. It's just at one point during the day, walk into the gym. And the first time I did that, like I said, it was like 9 o'clock at night. I was like, I got to go every day. So I just walked in and then I just had the intention of going in and then going home. And I was like, well, I've come all the way. I might as well jump on the treadmill. Mm. And then I was like, well, I might as well do a little of this. And then, you know, I did a bit of a workout and went home and felt great. It's kind of worked ever since.
Absolutely. I took your advice. Mm. And I've been trying to like exercise.
Oh, God. The dirty word.
It's a dirty word. And I've found that taking that really has helped because but my only goal is get in the pool. step 1, put on a swimming costume. Step 2, get in the pool.
Yeah.
And well, when I'm in the pool, I'm like, oh, well, I mean, I guess I could doggy paddle for a while. And then like,
I'm already here.
Yeah. And it's just so much easier once you're like, oh, okay, well, I'm here now. So I can do 10 minutes. And then after 10 minutes, you're like, huh. I can do this.
Yeah. And then if you ever find a point that you can't, like your goal is get in the pool, right? Mm. But if you ever find a point that you have a couple of days where you've missed it, reset the goal, make it put on swimmers.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
So then, you know, once a day you're just putting on swimmers and then you'll think to yourself, well, I'm already in them. I might as well get in the pool a little bit. And then you work your way back up to get in the pool.
That
See, this is so good because like I was talking to Joe in our very first episode of Stumble Through about self-esteem, and we were talking about how like sometimes we set goals for ourselves, but we kind of use it as self-sabotage-y kind of ways. And we're like, oh, I will do this big thing, and then I'm too afraid to try and execute that.
Absolutely.
Mm.
I think we've all been there.
Mm. It's a bad thing to do. Now, we were talking yesterday.
Yeah.
And you mentioned how part of what you're working towards with cultivating your habits is to put in, I think you called it $1 million worth of effort.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Well, I said to myself one day, like, I want to make $1 million doing something, right? But I've never put in $1 million worth of effort, so I don't even deserve it. And I don't even know what $1 million of effort is. Mm. So I kind of did this theoretical post-mortem of my career. I imagined myself being 60. All my dreams of fame, fortune, and glory have not been achieved, and I'm working some crappy day job, right?
Oh, fuck.
And I sort of like backtracked. I said, okay, if I end here, what are the things I have done or haven't done to lead to this?
Mm.
And I came to the conclusion all I had to do was keep doing what I was doing.
Yes. Oh, man, there was...
So I was like, wow, I'm in shit creek without a paddle right now. And then like that kind of spurred me thinking as to, well, how do I even do $1 million worth of effort? And then sort of that whole week leading up to that, I was very conscious of death. Like all my dreams centered around death. Mm. And then one day I woke up, it was 24 hours after having the $1 million worth of effort kind of thought. And I was like, I'm afraid of death because I'm not living.
Mm.
I spend all my free time doing crap that doesn't mean anything to me. I watch Netflix. I go on Facebook. I just bum around. Mm. I choose boredom over anything. And then since then, I've just gone activity to activity. I gave myself a weekly goal of just go from one task to the next, from the moment you wake up to the moment that it's like 30 minutes before bed and you're going to read a book to like chill out.
Mm.
And it has been a good week. Yeah, I feel great. I've done a lot of stuff. I recommend it for anyone.
Yeah, I feel like it's such a, studies have shown that when humans are faced with too many options, we choose none of them.
Yeah, so that, I know that. So, and especially when you're in like the dumps, right?
Mm.
And you're watching Netflix and like, you know, you should be doing something. Mm. Sometimes your mind blanks. You're like, well, what do I do? I don't know where to start. When you're feeling good about yourself, write a list of things you want to do.
Mm.
You know, you're on the train, you get an idea, add it to the list, put the list somewhere. And then when you're finding that you're slacking off and you're jerking around and you need to do something, go to the list, just pick something and do it.
Mm. And it can be like, it doesn't necessarily have to be like towards a big, big goal, does it? It can just be like, well, I can change the bin liners. Does that work? Or would it be more
and then
like,
the thing is, once you've changed the bin liners, what do I do now? So you don't just like, you don't just finish it and then go back to goofing off.
Yeah.
Because like effort kind of, the thing is, you'll feel tired if you sit down and stop.
Oh God. It's so much harder to like regain momentum than it is to just keep going, even if it's so slow.
Oh yeah.
It's just easy to be like, I'm just going to take 5 minutes to walk from here to the kitchen and then a solid 10 to change the bins. But that's still better than me sitting down. And then an hour later, I'm like, oh, I have to get up now.
Yeah. So you come home from work. You're like, oh, I finished at work. I'm tired. I'm going to relax now. But you've come home from work. Like that's your day job. That's your money. Now it's time to like carve a career.
Yeah.
So instead of coming home and chilling out, just pick something, even if it's mediocre, and just do it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you'll still have momentum and you'll be like, oh, I can do something else. And just keep going until it's time to go to bed.
Yeah. That's so good. And like we were talking about how in terms of how we choose boredom and how we like we have so many options offered to us. I was thinking about how that's kind of in a way what all the algorithms want us to do. Like algorithms are made to be addictive, right? Like they have the endless scroll. We have all these colors and all these notifications all the time. And it kind of benefits the, I suppose, like economics of society in a way that we don't, because it's like, oh, I would just rather order in Uber Eats and I would rather spend the money there. And I would rather just, you know, watch some Netflix and not do that than go out and actually like have to do shit.
Yeah.
And
convenience kills.
Yeah. And it's like, I just read Brave New World.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, man. And it's exactly like this society. I'm seeing Zane and he's getting excited. And it's like this society where everything is very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this drug called Soma.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a hallucinogen, but without any bad side effects. And so you go on holidays. So it's like you're meant to basically compete in all these like trivial sports, which require as much expensive equipment and like weird ways of doing things as physically possible so that it stimulates the economy. And then so like people go to their day job, they go and play elevator tennis or something.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if they get bored of all that, they take Soma and they go on a Soma holiday. So it's like people never get alone time. They never get the time to think about, oh, what could I be doing to add value or something? Because that sort of puts this society, which is running at like economic peak, at risk.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, oh, the Romans did that with bread and wine. They ensured that bread was always cheap enough for everyone to get. And they gave like cheap entertainment. So gladiators, people were like, oh, we could revolt against the Republic.
Or we could watch Gladiators.
Exactly.
Yeah. That is Netflix.
Yeah. And chill. The world doesn't want you to succeed, man. Boy, it's not working with you.
They're happy for you to stay where
complacent.
You are. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do your job.
That's so scary.
Pay for our service and don't think.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And like that's, you're right. Facebook has the never-ending scroll. That mimics a slot machine.
Oh, God.
The notification bubbles, a little red dot.
Oh, my God. The little dopamine hits.
Yeah, you look. And then like serotonin, they start,
dopamine.
Oh. You know, I don't use Facebook much, right?
Mm.
So it's so, I don't know if everyone's is like this, but my Facebook is so desperate to get me on it. It starts sending me notifications when people post things.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, this guy you haven't seen in ages and don't care about, just post this thing. Mm. Look at it. I'm like, why? Stop this. Go away.
Yeah.
But it's to get you there so their ads get them revenue.
Yeah. And it's like, I think the thing is, it's particularly difficult, I think, with someone who does freelance or with people who are in the creative arts who use social media as a way to market and advertise themselves for free, and you like create portfolios and stuff basically.
Yeah.
And so you kind of have to be on it, and it's part of your job to do that. Like you can further your career by creating a space and creating an audience and like keeping them there.
Nurturing that.
Yeah. Which is great, but also
it's a huge time sink.
So
yeah. I often wonder, is it harder to achieve? Like we have all these opportunities now.
Mm.
You can get any content you want across the world instantly, right?
Yeah.
But we have more distractions. Like is it harder in the modern day to like do good stuff compared to like when they just had television and radio?
I couldn't answer that. I reckon it's got to do with like an oversaturation. Like I think I was reading something and it was saying that there's something like 80,000 pieces of content are created every day for Instagram alone.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, fair enough, you want to make stuff, but like there's an oversaturated market. It's like if there is a line, if there's a street full of burger restaurants, why the fuck are you going to put another burger restaurant there? You know, like you don't stand a chance.
People come there for burgers.
Mm. People come there for burgers, but you've also got like seven other competitors in that same street, like, ha!
It's dumb, but we all do it. I mean, I waste so much time on it.
Oh man, so much time. And I'm like, it's fine. I'm using Instagram to network and learn. I'm not. Half the time I'm not. I'm just like, oh, that's pretty.
It's easier.
Mm.
It's so hard to sit down and to get in the zone and create something or to start something.
Yeah.
That's the hardest part, like starting it. And
I don't find, sorry, you go.
And then once you start to get the ball rolling, you know, you just like, you hit a roadblock. Oh, well, Netflix is there. I'll just watch one episode of this. But you can binge three seasons in one go. Why ever come back?
Yeah. Oh, it's so tough. Like I find that I'm good at starting, but then as soon as like that initial high of, fuck yeah, I'm going to make something wears off, I'm just like, oh.
Yeah, it gets hard again.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I can do the beginning and the ending because anxiety. But the middle bit has always been super difficult for me. So yeah. Like, what do you do? We were talking about what do you do when you fall off the wagon?
Yeah.
It's freaking tough.
Oh, that's right. That was one of the questions. What do you do when you fall off the wagon?
Mm.
Yeah. I had a big think about this and I had a big think of like what I do.
Mm.
And I think you got to shock the system.
Pardon?
You got to shock your system.
Okay, what do you mean?
And you got to muscle yourself into something. Mm. So you're sitting there, it's been 3 days, mm. you're binging Netflix, you're binging YouTube, mm. you know what I mean? Like all mm. the content's dry, you're bored now. Mm. You know what you got to do, mm. but you're choosing, like you're aware, mm. but you're choosing not to.
Yeah.
All right, step one, get up, mm. walk outside, go for a run, go for a mm. walk, hit the gym, just do something to get like the blood pumping.
Yeah.
And then when you get back inside, go straight to whatever it is you need to do mm. and just jam it out. And then when you're done, go straight to the next thing. Mm. If you hit a roadblock, go back outside, come back and just keep doing it. And then the next day you're going to wake up, you're probably going to be in the same little hole, but mm. you just start the process again until you're not in the hole.
Yeah.
You know, like it's not that, it's not easy to do it, but mm. I think the answer is that simple.
Mm. It's nothing to it but to do it.
Yeah, it's not easy though, mm. but like I feel like we all kind of know that, but mm. it's just when you're in those holes, it's hard to
it really is
to do it. But that's all it is.
Mm. I think in those moments, it's also important to not let your inner critic get the worst of you, because I feel like mm. although it can sometimes be useful to use you know, that voice in your head that's like, come on, you've got to do stuff. Why won't you do stuff? Do the thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can motivate, but for me, at least most of the time, it just demoralizes me.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose in the, what do you do when?
To get motivated.
Yeah. Like how do you motivate yourself to like climb out the hole? Do you like?
I've tried lots of things. At one point I had a bet with a friend that like, if I didn't do this thing so many times a week, I had to pay him.
Mm.
First week I paid him. Second week I paid him mm. and then I just stopped paying him. I didn't do it.
Mm.
I just chose not to. You know, so like it wasn't financial. The mm. where we started, like breaking it down to something mm. so simple it's stupid,
mm.
that's been the only thing. I want to learn an accordion.
Mm.
I've been like trying yeah. to learn. My goal wasn't play the accordion every day. It's pick it up.
Yes. Oh God. Yeah. And like so many habits actually form part of achieving long-term goals.
Yeah.
And those goals can be so, so scary when you look at them as like, oh yeah, I want to have a full-time acting career. And it's like, oh, fuck, yeah. How do I do that?
Well, you just go, I think it's just, you got to break it down so it's mm. so stupidly mm. simple that there's no way you can't do that one thing every day.
Mm. Absolutely.
And then when you get into that habit, mm-hmm. you move up to the next habit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, okay, so you're picking up the accordion every day and playing it.
Mm.
Now start thinking of like music and look for different like musical goals.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then if that falls apart, go back to step yeah. one, start again.
Yeah. And with that segues perfectly into our segment called Things I've Never Said. Also, Zane has briefly got to go get a couch. So we're going to wave to Zane. Bye. We'll see you in a minute. So the Things I've Never Said segment yeah. is where we accept submissions and confessions from our listeners on the topic we discuss. So this week we've got three. The first one is, I've flossed more times this year than I have in my entire life before. Go you. Go you, you
well
good
done.
Thing. Like you've done shit, man. That's hard.
Yeah, flossing. That's yeah. one that gets away from most of us.
It does though. And like I was complaining once to this this stranger. I was working retail and I was just making conversation.
Yeah.
And I was like, I really should like take better care of my teeth. And immediately she was like, do you floss? Because she was like a dental hygienist.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, no. And she was like, you should floss. I'm like, but flossing's hard.
I'm looking at you from here and I'm telling your sister, you gotta floss. You ain't flossing and I can tell. And one day I'm going to see you in my surgery and I'm going to say, I told you so.
Mm. Legitimately, that could be my fate though.
That is my fate. I know yeah. it. I've been avoiding the dentist because I know I'm going to get in there and he's just going to slap me.
Oh, no, he's not. He's going to shake your hand and be like, thank you, son. Now I can afford the yacht I want.
And then slap me.
You fool.
I know you're coming back, boy.
Oh, God. Why is it so hard to do things that are good for us? Like flossing, eating vegetables, yeah. getting enough sleep.
Because we suck.
Adulthood is hard.
Yeah, it's always too much. I don't know. You got to choose your battles.
Mm.
Pick the ones that you really want to win at.
Today it was the accordion.
Yeah.
Tomorrow it would also be the accordion. Maybe on Monday we will do flossing.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, accordion is still more important. You can always get veneers.
Hey, if that accordion makes me some money, I can buy new teeth.
You can. Fucking expensive.
That's a terrible business strategy.
That's not a good one.
It is what it is.
Right. Next one. If I don't have a goal in mind, I never stick with the habit. Help.
Mm.
I feel this one to the marrow of my bones. Yeah. Oh, do you have like an experience with that or?
Yeah, when you just tell yourself, oh, I should be doing this.
Mm.
Just because like you should.
Oh, God. Should is such a bad word.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you're gonna.
It doesn't accomplish anything. Like saying you should do this or you should try this. It's like, take that and insert it up yourself.
You know, I had a conversation with a friend last night about she'd achieved so much that she didn't know what her next goal should be.
Oh, yeah. Like
I was like, wow, one, you're really lucky.
Mm. She's like, she's gotten
so
to the goal.
Successful.
Yeah. And now she's like, oh, fuck, now what?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Where's
the next mountain?
I think it's, you know, this question is probably, or the statement anyway, is probably a bit like that. Like you got to take some time to kind of ask yourself these questions and come up with something that resonates with you. And if you find nothing, then you got to start doing things that'll make you think so that you can get there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I find, you know, I'd heard before that you need thinking space to come up with good ideas. Right. And
what's
then
thinking space,
you know, like time when you don't have anything scheduled. You just,
oh, okay. Like, so like you block out between you going task to task to task, you actually set aside like a solid hour and be like, nope, gonna do nothing.
This is time just for ideas to flow. Right. But if that, like the thing is, I discovered recently that to get the most out of that, first you got to do a lot of thinking.
Mm.
So like spend your day doing stuff, you know, and then give yourself like at night, in the afternoon, I don't know, go for a 30-minute walk. Mm. And because you've gone from all the stimulus to nothing, your brain starts inventing its own movie and like giving you ideas.
Oh. Yeah. And that's why like so many good book ideas and stuff come to people on the bus, on the toilet, in the bath.
In the
like
shower.
Yeah. J.K. Yeah. Rowling came up with the idea for Harry Potter when she was on a train and then her next book when she was on a plane. So
yeah, that makes sense.
Just get on public transport if you need to come up with a best-selling novel idea, I guess.
See, what I discovered, right, is it's not enough just to give yourself like thinking space. Like if you're just watching telly all day, when you switch it off, your mind isn't going to start.
Thinking space though.
No,
yeah.
it's not gonna run that way. Like it's better to, I don't know, finish a game of chess, like be writing something and then just go for a walk and just let your mind do what it wants.
Yeah.
So to that person that's like trying to achieve things, I don't know, like load yourself up for some stuff, give yourself nothing to do and then see if the answer presents itself.
Huh.
If it doesn't, you might think of a new design for the toilet. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, Lord knows it would be cool to have a more water efficient, less weird design. Like how about we are pooping into a porcelain tub. Like that's kind of what it is.
Yeah, and I love it.
All right, moving right along.
This episode sponsored by Porcelain Tubs Toilets. Get yours today.
If you would like to sponsor us, or if you know someone who would, please let me know. I would like money. Thank you.
I second that.
Yeah. I think that's one of the things about kind of making work is trying to find people to help you make it, because like at the minute it's just taking a lot of my time, which is fine, but at some point I've got to say, well, if I'm putting this much time in, I actually do need to get some sort of like monetary gain or something out of it, or like at least if it's a little bit just to break even with like
I think a lot of people want to be that like solo warrior, you know, the one man army, but it's so much better with the team. Because then you lessen the load and you get more minds thinking.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It'd be great to be like, I make content, you edit it and you sell it and give me profit.
Yes. Oh my God. This was one of the main things that I learned last year was that in 2017, I was like, oh, I need to do all of these things. Otherwise I can't succeed. And then in 2018, I was like, I cannot do all of these things because I will just do maybe most of them. But shit.
Yeah. Or you have so, like you said in the beginning, you have so many things that you don't know, you don't start.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, the goal, like it's, I want so much that,
Yeah, you paralyze yourself and it's, but like they say, if you want to travel fast, go alone. If you want to go far, take a friend.
Yeah.
I feel that.
That
you need a support group. You can't be a solo warrior because ultimately, like when you're in the hole, some days you're going to need like a friend to be like, okay, today you rest. Tomorrow you climb out the hole.
Yeah, you call them, you're like, hey, tomorrow, come over. We're going to go for a walk and then we're both going to do an activity.
Yeah, or like just call them and be like, hey, I'm having a shit day. Can you tell me I'm not shit?
Mm. I prefer to have someone like come over and be like, I'm going to work on this thing and you work on your thing and we're just going to like be in the same space working on our own things.
Yeah.
Like, you know, seeing people do things like
it motivates you.
Yeah, it gives you energy.
Mm. Totally.
It's revitalizing.
It very much is. And our last, it kind of ties in actually to our last confession is sometimes I feel so demoralized by how many days I haven't done something that I just don't bother trying again.
Yeah.
We kind of touched on this before, but I think it's kind of also got to do with the people who you have around you to support you and like hold you accountable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, accountability is good. I've tried that where like, you tell someone, hey, I'm going to send you this thing by the end of the week. And then I just end up hating myself because I don't do it. And then at the end of the week, you know what I mean? You're like, oh, I was never going to do it. Like I was hoping that would. But
you need the right people as well, though. Because it's like.
You need someone that's willing to lend you assistance.
Yeah. And also be like, so where's that thing?
Yeah. And, oh, okay, you haven't started. Well, like, here, I'll help you with that thing. Let's do it.
So it's like, okay, well, you haven't started. Whatever. One of. The most, I was so grateful. I was doing this post-grad thing in advertising and basically I had not started the assignment way too close to the deadline. I can't remember what exactly it was, but like I had sort of nutted out an idea and like a rough idea, but I needed help because I just did not know how to do it. And I met with my lecturer and he was like, there is no point in you freaking out about how close the deadline is or how little you've done, because that will only stop you doing what you need to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you, like, we're going to go through this step by step. I'm going to ask you some questions. You're going to go away and do it. And it was one of the most, like, wonderful experiences I've ever had.
Mm, I feel you. That guy's nice. That's a good person.
Yeah, he is so cool. So thank you, Michael Klein.
It's weird. One of two things sort of happens when you're coming up against something that you think you can't do. You know what I mean? You've set like a deadline.
Yeah.
There's all these people that like need this thing and it's like a week out and you haven't started. Your back's up against the wall. You're like, you're literally like knee deep in the shit. And you either kind of like fall over and just start like eating it and just accept defeat, or you get really angry and then eventually make something and it's like beautiful.
Really?
Yeah.
I have never had that.
Really? That's
no.
You know what I mean? It's like, I got 24 hours to jam out this thing or like.
Shit hits the fan.
Yeah. And then
the
you
shit
just.
Eats me.
You just like that little voice that's like, you can't do it. You just go away for like 24 hours and you just go and you just like, you just write or you just make.
Ride the adrenaline.
You know what I mean? And then you end up with this thing and you do some very like quick adjustments and then it's done. And it's often really good because there's no filter.
You haven't overthought it.
No.
Mm.
And if it's not very good, you can...
You can learn from that still.
Exactly.
You can learn from everything. Like, one of the best things I've learned from being on Instagram is following this really cool lady called Laura Jane Williams, who's an author. And she's like, okay, there is a step before the first draft. It is called the trash draft.
Yeah.
And it is always going to be shit because starting is to begin to break your own heart. It's always perfect in your mind. And then you fuck it up with your human hands and your measly abilities, and you just have to accept that it's going to be shit the first time around.
Yeah. You know, I was reading a story this morning and there's this line in it where this guy goes, everything in the world flows towards mediocrity. Like you don't need to cooperate to get there, but to be very, very terrible at something, like completely incompetent or completely efficient at it, takes great effort.
Excellent.
You know what I mean? So like your first draft is like you flowing the river of incompetency and mediocrity. And then after that, you start to like wrangle it and change the direction.
Yeah. And I think it's like going back to the initial thing, it's kind of going, okay, well, it's shit now, but you have to have the right team around you. You have to put things in place. Like when your back is against the wall, you were saying how like you either accept defeat or you're like, fuck it, do it. And I panic and I have to like rely on, basically, I've had to have this system in place to deal with moments like that, because I get it like not just for assignments that are late, but just like for my day-to-day life. Like I'll wake up and be like, oh God, how will I face today? And so I have to have so much routine and so much like, okay, well, first off, we will make a list of all the things and then we will prioritize them.
Yeah.
But first off, you eat. Because I can't function if I don't eat.
Yeah, it's good. Breaking it down.
And I have to be methodical about it. Like, and maybe that's another way to get back on the wagon is, like you were saying, go back, bring it back to the very first, so simple you can't fuck it up step.
Yeah. And then, you know, the problem is when you're off the wagon, it's too easy to give in to, like.
Oh, it's so easy.
So that's why, you know, you finish eating, wash a dish, and then just like start something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You may end up cleaning your entire house before you get to like what it is you need to do, but just keep going from thing to thing.
Yes.
And then if you start and you fall off the wagon again, you find yourself like staring at like a blank something or you're halfway through it, just go to something else and then come back to it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, but just don't give your, because you're in a bad space, don't give yourself a chance to like sit in the hole.
I don't know. Some days I think that like, you know, if you're having a bad mental health day or something, it's just like, okay, this is today. And today I'm in the hole and it's real shit and I'm just going to have to get through today. So
yeah,
on those kind of days, I'm like, okay, well, what can I do ostensibly? What's like a tiny thing that I can do to make myself feel better and help myself, but like not push myself too hard on those days? Because like, I was talking to you about how like I went to this networking event on one of those days and I will never do that to myself again.
Yes.
Because I undermine myself consistently because it's like.
That's not healthy.
No, it's not. And it's like it undid all of this good work that I'd done beforehand, like making connections and like fostering relationships. And then I just went and shat all over it.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Well, I got to admit, look, you're in a bit of a harder boat because you're going to need like a really good support network. You know what I mean? I'm lucky I got an amazing partner that will see me in these holes and like push me. Maybe that's why when I'm against the wall, I don't eat the shit. It's because I'm like forcibly pushed away from it. But I guess for when you're with yourself, you're probably right. You need to call someone and be like, yo, we like, you got to help me today. I need a hand.
Yeah. And I think that that's the thing. No man is an island. You can't, no matter how independent you are, you cannot actually get through this life alone. Like you can't actually eat breakfast without having at least five people help you. Because who made your Weet-Bix? Who packaged them? Who
some kind of
delivered
factory.
Them? Like,
but you know, like, so if you ever have one of those sort of contact building days on one of those bad days, like if you know that's coming, then in the morning you're like, well, I need someone to give me a big push today.
I need someone to hold my hand.
You know, if
please.
It's, if it's avoidable, avoid it.
Yeah.
But if you gotta go, then like go guns blazing.
I would probably limit it. I'd be like, okay, I only have to do this for 1 hour and that is it. I will arrive. I will have a drink. I will say hello to one person and then I will fuck off.
Well, go with a friend and have them as your shadow because that way you can ride kind of shotgun and let them do the carrying of these conversations while you're just sitting there thinking, oh, I hate everything. The sun is too hot. That duck is too cute.
I feel like I have lost 5 layers of skin in the past 5 seconds.
Yeah, exactly.
Alrighty, thank you so much for talking to me today. I wanted to finish up by asking you the question that I ask everyone.
Yep.
And that is, what would you do if you knew 10,000 people would do the same?
Oh, this is a good one. I would go to a public beach and go skinny dipping.
Is it a nudist beach or have
just public,
made it?
Just like, I just want like, you know, like imagine just the whole east coast of Australia, everyone at the beach just spontaneously goes, that's it, it's time. And they just like rip their clothes off and just go swimming. No judgment. Just
Why
everyone
not?
Having a good time.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. And because everyone should at least once in their life go into the ocean naked. It's a good feeling.
I'm going to trust you on that one. I can't remember if I've done that or not, but in
Find
my
time.
Mind, I'm like,
put that on your things to do before you die.
Yeah.
No, like the ocean, man. It's like, I'm not, like, you know when waves like splash you in the face and stuff? It's funny when it splashes you on the bare butt.
The ocean slapping your butt.
Yeah, it's
That's
like,
what
it's
that
like,
is.
It's kissing my butthole real nice.
Alrighty, Nick. Do you have anything to plug? Where can we find you?
Oh, where can you find me? Mm. Look, instead of me, follow Art for Earthlings, ART underscore F-O-R underscore E-A-R-T-H-L-I-N-G-S on Instagram.
Woo!
We do school touring shows. We just finished a one-woman show called Plastica Fantastica.
It's so fantastic.
Which might be coming up somewhere in Brisbane soon. Yeah, follow us on there and you'll see some great content.
Frick, yes. And then did you want to plug your personal Instagram? Or are you like,
that's trash.
it's not trash. But yeah, okay. So.
It's kind of useless. It's where I dump stuff that I'm like, yeah, hopefully someone laughs at this.
Alrighty. So follow Nick and all of his wonderful theater and artistic exploits at Art for Earthlings on Instagram. Heck yes. Look out for him. Is it what commercial is it that you're in? You're in a commercial at the minute.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Queensland Health Fries Guy is what I'm called. I break up with some French fries.
Oh, was that very difficult? Did they cry?
They did.
Salty tears.
They did. They're too delicious.
Mm.
But I had to say goodbye.
Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah, you just got to sometimes. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Thanks, as always, to Zane at That's Not Canon Productions,
who's currently
trying to fit a couch through a very small doorway. Fuck yeah. Thank you to Zane again for recording and producing the show. Graphics by Claudia Piggott. Music arranged by Jessica Fletcher. And don't forget to rate and review the podcast. You can find us on Instagram at StumbleThroughPod.
And thank you, Paula, for having me.
Aww,
and running this thing.
Thanks for coming, Nick.
Anytime.
Yeah. All right. Bye, guys. See you next time.
Ciao.
The world is a mess. War, famine, politics.
Why can't everyone just get along?
Yeah, like in musicals. Musicals fix everything.
If people listened and learned from musicals, everything would be better.
Music, lights, and spontaneous choreography. What isn't there to love?
If you want to learn all of life's important lessons,
or just listen to some musical theatre nerds wax lyrical,
subscribe to Musicals Taught Me Everything I Know, wherever you find fun and funny podcasts.
Or at our website at thatsnotcanonproductions.com.
A That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.